We are now walking in the Temple of Heaven. Let me tell you the story about the origin of the temple's name. It started with the father of Emperor Jiajing, Zhu Youyuan. He was given the title of Prince of Xingxian and was stationed in Zhongxiang County, today in Hubei Province. Emperor Jiajing was born and raised there. When Jiajing reached 15, his cousin Emperor Zheng De died, leaving no sons behind him to inherit the throne. Officials chose Jiajing to be the emperor. However, Emperor Jiajing would have had to call his uncle father, but his own parents uncle and aunt. As the son of heaven, he felt awkward every time his parents called him nephew. Therefore, before long, he tried to name his own father Emperor Xingxian, which was immediately dismissed by officials as it was not customary to do this. The emperor was not happy about this, so he decided to reform the customs and traditions. When he worshipped at the Temple of Heaven and Earth, he felt it was a real insult to the heaven that the earth was being worshipped at the same time. He gathered the officials around him to discuss this inequity. An official named Xia Yan proposed that the worship of heaven and earth be separated by building. An official named Xia Yan proposed that the worship of heaven and earth be separated by building a separate temple. No one dared to go against the emperor's wishes. In the 9th year of Jiajing's reign, the emperor ordered the separation of the worshipping. The circular mount altar was built for the special purpose of worshipping the heaven. The temple of the sun, the temple of the moon, and the temple of earth were built in the eastern and western suburbs of old Beijing. Emperor Jiajing named the new temple the Temple of Heaven. A lot of people mistake the altar of prayer for good harvests for the altar of heaven. Actually, the real altar of heaven is this circular mount altar.